On June 19th, the Senate voted unanimously to approve the Denali National Park Improvement Act, sponsored by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and co-sponsored by Alaska Senator Mark Begich. The legislation changes the name of the Talkeetna Ranger Station to the Walter Harper Talkeetna Ranger Station in honor of the first man to stand on the summit of Denali. I spoke with Senator Murkowski on the significance of naming the ranger station after Harper.
Well, this is an opportunity for us to honor Walter Harper, who was an Alaska native, the first man to summit North America's highest peak, and to be able to recognize a local hero at the same time that we mark the 100th anniversary of Walter Harper's ascent is a nice tribute. I think it is important that we acknowledge the historical accomplishments of fellow Alaskans, and Walter Harper was clearly that.
The Senate bill also provides for a land transfer to establish a small hydroelectric project in Kantishna and allows a natural gas pipeline to be buried in the National Park's utility corridor. Both measures are aimed at reducing the amount of diesel fuel used in the park. An identical bill, sponsored by Alaska Representative Don Young, is currently at the committee level in the House of Representatives. In addition, both Alaska senators are pushing a bill that would officially rename Mount McKinley to Denali. The bill passed in committee on Tuesday, June 18th. Senator Murkowski says she's looking forward to moving the legislation to the floor of the Senate, likely as part of a package of smaller bills. The committee approval did not go without objection, however, as Senator Rob Portman of Ohio voted against the name change. Ohio is the birthplace of former President McKinley and has traditionally opposed the renaming of the mountain. Speaker of the House John Boehner also represents Ohio and has significant influence over the House of Representatives' schedule. I asked Senator Murkowski if she anticipated continued resistance from the Ohio delegation.
The argument over this began years ago, decades ago, and the individual, the House member that really, really carried this is no longer in the House. So honestly, I question whether that same passion and intensity to oppose Alaska on this is still there. What I have reminded colleagues is that if the people of Ohio still want to call it Mount McKinley, they're free to. We in Alaska want to be able to call it Denali.
Senator Murkowski did add that she would be willing to name a currently unnamed peak in Alaska after the 25th president. There is not currently a timeline for when the bill to rename Mount McKinley will come up for a vote. For KTNA, I'm Philip Mann.